Donald Trump threatens Japan with tariff up to 35% as deadline looms, date modified colon 2025-07-02T0433:45.639Z, description colon it would be well above the 24% tariff imposed on Japan as part of the so-called Liberation Day in April, Trump threatens Japan with tariff up to 35% as deadline looms, 6 hours ago, save, Peter Hoskins business reporter, BBC News reporting from Singapore, save, Getty Images, U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to impose a 30% or 35% tariff on Japan if a deal between the two countries is not reached before a deadline next week. That would be well above the 24% tariff Japan was hit with as part of Trump's so-called Liberation Day on April 2, when he announced steep import duties on countries around the world. The tariffs on most U.S. trading partners, including Japan, were later lowered to 10% for 90 days to give them time to negotiate deals with Washington. That pause is due to expire on July 9, and Trump has said he is not planning to extend the deadline. Trump also continued to cast doubt that an agreement could be reached with Tokyo. "We've dealt with Japan. I'm not sure we're going to make a deal. I doubt it," he told reporters aboard Air Force One on Tuesday. Japan declined to comment on Trump's threat to hike tariffs during a news conference on Wednesday. "We are aware of what President Trump said, but we don't comment on every remark made by U.S. government officials," the country's Deputy Chief Cabinet Secretary Kazuhiko Aoki said. Like many other countries, most of Japan's exports to the U.S. currently face a 10% levy. There is also a 25% import tax on Japanese vehicles and parts, while steel and aluminium are subject to a 50% tariff. On Tuesday, Japan's Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshimasa Hayashi said he would not make concessions that could hurt his country's farmers to strike an agreement with Washington. The comments came after Trump criticized countries over their trade policies towards the U.S., focusing on Japanese rice imports. "To show people how spoiled countries have become with respect to the United States of America, and I have great respect for Japan, they won't take our rice, and yet they have a massive rice shortage," he wrote on his Truth Social platform. Trump originally said he would sign 90 trade agreements during the pause on the new tariffs, but since then only the UK has struck a deal with the US. Follow the twists and turns of Trump's second term with North America correspondent Anthony Zurcher's weekly U.S. Politics Unspun newsletter. Readers in the UK can sign up here. Those outside the UK can sign up here. International Business: Trump Tariffs Japan.